This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. And you may have noticed by the voice or my dashingly young good looks that this is not Tom Chenault. This is actually Adrian Chenault, and I am stepping in for my old man who is on the way to do an event with Fraser Brooks in the UK this upcoming weekend, so he's really excited about that. But we had two such fantastic guests today that we didn't want to postpone the show or cancel it. We wanted to make sure to get these two people out into the world because we think you need to hear from them. And I have my fearless co-host today, Jenny Schuster. So thanks for being on today, Jenny.
Thanks, Adrian.
And we have two fantastic guests for you today. So first up, we have Scott Aaron, who is one of the smartest people on LinkedIn that I know, especially for the network marketing profession. And then in the second half, we're going to have Robert Dickey, who is truly one of my favorite people in the world, somebody who we've known for a long time, and he is the CEO of a network marketing company and has just a great story to share with you. But first up, we've got Scott Aaron. Scott has been in the network marketing profession for many years, and he's really one of the pioneers who helped people to understand what huge untapped power there is using LinkedIn to grow a network marketing business. And he's the author of a book, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Scott, welcome to the show. It's great to have you today.
Hey, Adrian, good to reconnect and just grateful and honored to be here today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, so let's start off this way. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit of your story and how you started off building in the network marketing world and then how that led you to this discovery of LinkedIn being such a wide open opportunity for the taking?
Absolutely. So my background was actually in health and wellness. Myself and my family, we ran and operated a few health clubs in downtown Philadelphia, sold two of them in 2003 for $1 million, and opened up a fourth and final location in 2004. And because I was the main person owning the gym and liable for a lot of the expenses and the financing of the gym, it was not done properly, and I actually found myself in about $1.5 million of liability debt about 3 years after we opened. And this was a big shift in my life because I had to push harder with my personal training practice, which I started a few years earlier, and my sports nutrition practice. And things were going well, and I slowly started to, you know, climb out of the hole. And in 2013, I was introduced to network marketing. And it was actually, you know, there's a perfect time for everything. And for me, a friend of mine asked me a really interesting question. And he said to me, if you got sick or injured where you physically could not train people, what would you do for income? And it was a really interesting question because I never really thought about doing anything else. But now that the mirror was kind of turned around on me, I said, I have to start having a plan B. I put all my eggs in this one basket. And I said yes immediately. It wasn't even a thought because I've always been psychologically unemployable. I've never had a boss. I've always worked for myself.
Yep.
And at the time that I said yes, in 2013, Facebook was off the charts. I enrolled, I think, 150 people in my first 90 days, and I was ignorance on fire. But in 2016, that all kind of shifted for me, and for a number of reasons. I had recently exited a second marriage, and I found myself, obviously, single again. And you know my story now. I've attracted the woman of my dreams into my life, and I have a beautiful seven-year-old son from all of this. And I was faced with a couple challenges, which basically, number one, was the gym was tied to me. I found out that I was the personal guarantor of the gym, which meant if something happened to it, I was going to be on the hook for about $450,000. And at that point, I broke partnership with my father, took full control of the gym, and the only way to get out of the gym was actually to file for personal bankruptcy, which I did on July 1st of 2016. And the only way that I was able to do that is because, number one, I had a successful network marketing residual income. But number two, I started and launched my LinkedIn coaching program out of necessity, because one of my core foundations is human connection. And I found myself getting lost in the scrolling and trolling and the posting and praying on Facebook and Instagram. And I went onto LinkedIn. I started changing my profile around. I had a profile, but didn't really know what to do with it. But I remember something that my first mentor, Susan Sly, said to me. And she said to me, you need to look yourself in the mirror each and every day, and you have to ask yourself, how are you going to recruit me today? And something clicked. I'm like, that's it. I need to look for the business version of myself, other gym owners, personal trainers, sports nutritionists. So I started looking for my mirror image, started messaging people. They started responding back. I started having call after call after call, literally 30 to 40 calls a week. And I started closing people into my opportunity. I reached out to a friend and I said, Joe, you got to get on LinkedIn. And I told him to do a couple things. And I said, text me in a week and let me know. So he did. And he says, I need to call you. So he called me. And he goes, dude, you'll never believe it. He goes, following what you told me to do from what you know, I have 14 calls booked this week. And I, at that point, knew I had something. I went on a live call, much like this, with my first business coach, Jeffrey Combs. And I was just doing a basic presentation on what I knew. And when I got off the phone, I had 9 inboxes of people that wanted to hire me for what I didn't know. But I had something, and I launched my LinkedIn coaching program. And because of the growth of that, in between February of 2016 to July of 2016, I was able to file personal bankruptcy with my 2 amazing streams of income that were going. And I stepped into living my life, not my father's dream, but living my dream on August 1st of 2016. And it's been a rocket ship ever since.
Wow. Wow, that is so cool. I think that was a really transparent, vulnerable story to share about this piece of having to figure out how to get that millstone out from around your neck of having this huge asset and this, you know, this huge, sorry, liability attached to you in this gym and needing to get free of that. And while that's not everybody's story, you know, so often one of my dad's favorite quotes that I hear him say to people all the time is, you don't own that business. That business owns you. And for so many traditional business owners, as much as they love it, as great as traditional business ownership is, there's a difficult reality to that, which is that you are the business, and that's the best news and the worst news about it. And so good for you for finding that path to be able to create an exit plan for yourself, and then how cool to see it grow and grow upon itself. So talk a little bit about what it has looked like from that inception point of creating this coaching business and recognizing an opportunity to train others while you were still building. And then, am I correct? You're no longer actually building in the network marketing world. You've actually shifted into coaching. Is that right?
100%. Because I found that there was not so much a lack in education, but there were some gaps and holes in what was out there. Everyone is teaching Facebook and Instagram and maybe some of the old techniques that at a core foundation, yes, they're good. But what I realized is that, number one, leads are your lifeline. Yep. If you don't have leads, you have no business. And everyone is using Facebook and they're marketing to the same people, and Instagram is all sports bras and yoga pants, and they're thinking people are going to reach out to them, but the reality TV shows. When I looked at the demographics of LinkedIn, the average age is 30 to 55, income is $100,000 a year or more, and you're allowed 30,000 organic unpaid connections. It made sense. Because Facebook and Instagram, it's 18 to 29, yearly income of $30,000 a year or less, and you're only allowed 5,000 friends on Facebook. It really just fit. I'm like, this is where I need to be. But also, there's the number one building block, and this is what people, I don't know why they don't talk about this, but the number one building block in network marketing is not a funnel. It's not anything else. It's not a lead page. It's not an email sequence. It's human connection. And what I realized is that Instagram and Facebook were pulling people away from human connection. But LinkedIn was allowing me to get back in that saddle and message like-minded people that would be open to hopping on a phone call to learn more about each other, how we can support one another, how we can collaborate together. And if there's something that I have that maybe fills a void or a need of yours, I can fulfill that. And that's what people are missing. This is quality over quantity. And I think people get, you know, this shiny object syndrome and they want to win all these trips and vacations. Just pay me. Just pay me. I don't need the trips. I don't need the vacations. I can buy my own cars. I can go, I can take myself to Disney World, and I appreciate all of that. Grateful for that. But pay me. And I think there's an obligation that I have to inspire and teach other network marketers that this is a wonderful industry and a wonderful business if it's treated like one. And most people are treating this like a hobby.
Yep.
And Adrian, you know this, and your father has probably told you what the hobbies pay you. They pay you nothing. And if you want your business to pay you something, you have to treat it like one. And if you're going to look for those business builders, you're going to look for those diamonds in the rough, you're going to look for those golden apples, there's a better opportunity and a better chance for them to be hanging out on LinkedIn, creating content, looking for connection and collaboration than someone on Facebook that is on there just to share about their life, the government, the traffic, their job, as people do because it's a barbecue. And that's a big reason why people need to get on LinkedIn ASAP.
That is so, so true and really, really well said. So you guys, Scott has a book, which we're going to talk more about after the break. But before we go to the break, Scott, why don't you tell these folks where's the best place for them to connect with you if they want to learn more about what you're doing? And then after the break, we'll dive more into the book in detail.
Yeah, my website has everything. It's got my podcast, which is Network Marketing Made Simple. It's www.scottaron.net. I have a couple free gifts on there that people can download as well. But obviously on Facebook, I'm Scott Aron. Instagram, it's at Scott Aron. LinkedIn, and on LinkedIn, you can just type in Scott Aron. And I love connecting with people. That's human connection is one of my core foundations. So I'm absolutely open and honored to assist as many people as I can.
Awesome. And you guys, you definitely want to go to scottaron.com, but you really
.net.
Thank you. Sorry. scottaron.net. And what you really want to do is go check him out on LinkedIn and just watch what he's doing. So we'll unpack some of what he's doing and the method behind it after the break. So we're going to take a quick break right now. You are listening to the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communications Network. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will be right back after a quick break. Thanks.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams. Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And we're back with Scott Aaron, who is really, I think, one of the leading minds in network marketing on how to use this powerful tool for LinkedIn. And he wrote a book, and if it says it on the cover, it's true. It is the LinkedIn book for network marketing. And I'll tell you what, guys, I just finished reading this, and I actually believe that to be true. I think that what Scott is doing is simple. It is really straightforward, but you need his guide because none of us are doing it. It is absolutely insane. So, Scott, start off and just give us a little bit of a run through of the journey that you want to take somebody on as they start using your book and learning how to build their business on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. So I call it the four layers of LinkedIn. And the first layer is your profile. And if someone goes to my website, scottaaron.net, there's actually a free profile downloader, which will help you optimize your profile. When Microsoft bought LinkedIn out 3.5, almost 4 years ago, they embedded search engine optimization just like any other website would have. If somebody was on Google and they were searching for sushi, obviously the website that had the best SEO would pop up in that search engine. People are using LinkedIn like Google, like Bing, like Yahoo. So you need to have your profile optimized to its full capability so you become more visible and obviously connectable to your audience. So obviously having your experience filled out, having your volunteer experience, having any philanthropic stuff that you've done, education, licenses and certifications. But the two no-nos, do not mention your network marketing company. And number two, don't mention network marketing pro, top leader, multiple six or seven figure. You got to brand yourself. People on there, they don't care. They don't care that you're making six figures, seven figures, but they care about you. So always let people know why you're doing what you're doing, not what you're doing. It's the golden rule. The second thing is actually searching and connecting. So going through your avatar, just like I said, turn the mirror around on yourself. Who is the ideal person you should be connecting with? If you're a nurse practitioner, other nurse practitioners. If you're a CPA, other CPAs. You want to have the most relatable conversation with the most relatable stranger that you know, which is someone who's lived your life from a business perspective that you've never talked to before, because you're going to share that same pain.
So a CPA knows the stress that someone goes through when they're doing all the tax returns, you know, at the end of the year into Q1. So someone that knows that relatable pain, it's going to cause them to have an immediate connection. So it's reaching out and talking to those individuals. So three is messaging people. And when you message someone, you don't send some verbal vomit message where check this link, watch this video. You just literally start off with, hey, it's great to be connected to you. The reason for reaching out without mentioning an opportunity, Adrian, I saw that we both have a fitness background. We'd love to learn more about what you do. And then you finish with a call to action, a CTA. Any time for a call this or next week to learn how we can support each other. That's it. You state their name, reason for reaching out with a call to action. And then finally, the fourth layer is social media content. Right now, content is number one on LinkedIn out of all the social media platforms. Gary Vaynerchuk's been talking about it for months. The attention is grossly underpriced, and the organic reach is through the roof. So making sure that you're putting out one piece of content a day that is not selling and telling, it's doing more educating and learning. So doing videos, writing articles, posts, discussions in groups, making sure that those four layers are firing on all cylinders will not only have people stepping into your life asking what you're doing, but other people will be more open when you do reach out to them to connect. And that's the simplistic four layers that someone can learn in the book, but also some of my coaching programs.
That's super cool. And I just want to accentuate a couple of things that he said. So one is the scripts. You kind of heard him give you a little bit of a template for how he reaches out. Those are in the book. So you've got really practical tools that you can customize to your background, but that is great languaging that's easy to use and is going to feel comfortable for you to use. So that's number one. But this reach thing is huge, you guys. So I am the first to confess I suck at LinkedIn. I don't know why. It's crazy because every time I put a decent piece of content up there, the cool thing LinkedIn does is it shows you, even if it's not a video, it shows you how many people see it. And I'm like, how many people saw that? This is crazy. And yet I'm just not that smart, so I don't learn. But Scott, I mean, talk about a little bit of where, and we've only got about a minute left, so talk about, just answer this one. Like, what is an average number of people that see a post that you put out recently?
Between 1 and 3,000 people. I had a post that it got shared 1,700 times and almost 20,000 people saw it. And that's the thing. The analytics are so important because people don't understand. When you get enough traction, and you know, I've grown my network from 500 to almost 27,000 in 3 years organically. But when you have the analytics, you can see the companies these people work for, their job titles and their locations for free. So you can literally search and target for the people that are already looking at your stuff and you haven't even spoken to them yet. So it's a matter of putting out the right content that's hitting the right people, that's leaving them better than the way that you found them before they saw your content.
That's awesome. So one last thing, I want to make sure people come and find you. So scottaron.net, A-A-R-O-N.net is where they find you. Go get his free download, guys, but go and check out this book. It is a tiny investment that's going to pay a big dividend for you. This guy knows his stuff. So thank you so much, Scott. We're going to come back right after this on the break with Bob Dickey, who is a phenomenal person in the network marketing space. This is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is not Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault standing in for my dad today. And welcome back to the show. Our second guest today is somebody who I really, really have looked up to and just admired for many years now. He's somebody who has been really, really good to me. And that is Bob Dickey. And Bob is somebody who has a great story and a great history in the network marketing profession, and recently came in and stepped up to be the CEO of Bonvera, which is a really, really exciting thing on a lot of levels. And so I want to jump in and talk about a few of those things in your history. But, Bob, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Oh, Adrian, thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be back and always enjoy spending time with you and your dad. You guys are incredible people, and I always learn something from you. So thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. So Bob is a veteran, first of all, which is fantastic. So happy veterans.
And yeah, thank you.
Somebody who just has an incredible pedigree and incredible history. And so, Bob, talk about, you know, how you encountered the network marketing profession to start off with and what made you fall in love with it as a guy who, you know, really could have gone anywhere and done anything, that you fell in love with network marketing as a profession.
Yeah, well, it's quite the story. I was a captain in the Air Force back in 2004, and I was recruited out of the military to join a company in Michigan that was serving and supporting the Amway Corporation. So it was a great opportunity. I realized it was one of those opportunities that comes along once in a lifetime. And it was through that opportunity, 5 years I was the CEO of that company. We had stratospheric growth, and I got the opportunity to work with Amway and Quickstar, and later on down the line, got to work with the executives at Monavi. Got to really get a lot of connections throughout the industry. Got to meet your dad and folks within the space during that time frame. And I really fell in love with the opportunity that network marketing presented the average American. And the ability I saw lives that were just radically transformed, marriages that were transformed, people that were doing things that they never thought were possible, people that were having success beyond their wildest dreams. And so you always hear those types of stories, but I also saw people who just loved great products. You know, there's a lot of companies within this space that have really incredible products, that have incredible stories that need to be shared. And so I fell in love with the opportunity. And you know, as I believe that God's got a destiny, a plan for all of us, and my path kind of took some other winding turns, and I found myself working at Crown Financial Ministries for a number of years and doing some great global work and some sustainable agriculture in sub-Sahara Africa, and you know, I just feel really blessed to be able to have this opportunity to kind of come back into the community and lead Bonvera. I absolutely love this company. I love the people I get to serve each and every day. And so I feel very blessed and very fortunate.
That is so, so cool. And I want to talk about that little period where you went away from the profession. Because that's, you know, I admire so many things about you. But the fact that you did that, which you clearly didn't do for the money, you did it for a lot of other great reasons, is something that I think is really, really cool. And you really, so I want to talk about that first and then kind of lead into that, Bob, just talking about how you felt then that moving that you were getting pulled back to come back to the profession. So talk about what Crown Ministries does and your time there for a minute here.
Yeah, so faith is a very big element for me in my life, and I try to walk my life and analyze my life through that lens. And I firmly believe that every single person is uniquely crafted, has a specific mission, that there's no mistakes on this planet, and that we all are destined to do something, that God's got a plan for us. And it was very obvious as I was on my journey that God had called me, I believe, to go and lead Crown Financial Ministries. It's a global organization that's been around for 40 years, now 43 years. And I had the privilege of being their president for 7.5. It's a global organization, operates in 103, 104 different countries around the globe. We help people with their personal finances. So here within the United States, there's a huge focus on helping folks manage their budgets, get out of debt, understand what stewardship is all about. You know, we have a massive debt crisis here within the United States. And so those are the types of challenges that we help here. But when you think of the context of the global economy in sub-Sahara Africa, our big challenge there was female empowerment, stewardship, helping female entrepreneurs who are the primary, in many respects, the primary breadwinners for their families there, understand how can they increase their crop yields? How can they be able to do better in supporting their families, to be able to have excess crop yields that they can sell and then be able to provide for their families, send their kids to school? And so as I was able to work in those fields and work in those villages, you know, I really got a sense that I was working with a team of people where we were making the world a better place. And for me, mission is extremely critical. I have to feel like I am spending my life and investing my life in something that matters. And I felt that every single day as I put on my Air Force uniform and I was serving in the military. And you see right over my shoulder here, I still have American flags and Air Force planes all over my office. I love serving my country. And when I got out and I was able to serve in a different capacity in the network marketing space or with at Crown Financial Ministries, I felt like I had the ability to impact lives, see life transformation, and that's what really excited me.
That is so cool. And, I mean, you guys, you can just see that thread of impacting and really kind of impacting the little guy in whatever form or fashion that comes through in everything that Bob has done through his career. And that's been true of my getting to know him over the years. And so I love seeing you do that. And I love seeing the way you connect to that mission. And so talk about this shift that you have now gone through, Bob, of saying, you know what, I think it's time to come back to the profession. It's time to step up and to take on a new cause and a new mission in the network marketing profession.
Well, it was a really interesting chain of events. At the time, I was being recruited to come in and be the CEO of Finvera. And while at the same time, over at Crown, we were looking at all of these crops and everything that was happening over in Africa. And I was sitting down with the Crown board, and we were actually thinking about potentially starting a for-profit company here within the United States to be able to import all the raw goods and all the raw commodities that were being generated in Africa to be able to sell here within the United States to create a sustainable system. I mean, of course, when you have the entrepreneurs over there in Africa selling it in the African marketplace, they're selling it for pennies on the dollar of what could be sold in the U.S. And so we wanted to help them further. And as we were sitting down talking about with the board, and they're like, well, maybe we ought to start a for-profit company. And it's like, no, time out. I have an idea. Because I was being recruited by Bonvera to come in and be the CEO and join the company. I said, I think that there's another company. Let's not start a company. What if I were to leave, go over here and join this company, be the CEO? There's already a ready-made sales force here within the United States, an incredible group of people who are passionate about our cause, and then we can be that conduit here within the United States to be able to sell and promote those products. And so now Bonvera has a very diverse product line. We've got a lot of unique and distinctive products, but we're very, very proud of our Kitano product line where we're supporting missions and entrepreneurship and female empowerment in sub-Sahara Africa with the things that we're doing. So it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. And I feel like, you know, just all of the pieces of the puzzle came together to make this work.
Wow, that is so cool. And that is a thread between those two stories that I didn't know about. That's really powerful. How cool. And so talk about, you know, you were kind of had some time away. Now you're back. You know, you obviously, well, not obvious to our listeners, but Bob's brother-in-law is like the most powerful attorney in the network marketing space who has been on this show many times. So you have a unique point of view, I think, having been away and coming back, but also having Kevin, your brother-in-law, who's this attorney who's been so plugged in. So you know, what do you see in this space in terms of where is the opportunity to go out there and really create success in the network marketing profession right now?
Well, first and foremost, I'll say that I am very blessed and fortunate to have Kevin Thompson as my brother-in-law. He's just a great human being. He's been a wonderful husband to my sister, Sharon. They've got a great family. I've enjoyed seeing his success and his meteoric rise within our profession. I had the privilege of being able to work with him back in the day when both of us were employed at the same company back in Flint, Michigan. I learned a lot from him then as he was a young attorney. And to be able to see what he's done, to be able to grow his law firm, the success he's had, he truly is. He's brilliant. He's very plugged in this space, as you know, and he wants to do things the right way. He wants to help entrepreneurs and customers have success. He wants to help companies be able to be set up the right way. He's very, very passionate. So I feel blessed to have him as a brother-in-law because a lot of times people have to spend a lot of money to get his advice, and I get to sit around the dinner table over Thanksgiving and pick his brain, and he educates me and teaches me, and so I learn a lot from him constantly. But, you know, I believe that I've had a very nonlinear career within the network marketing space. I've been in the military. I've been in for-profit. I've been in technology companies. I've been in nonprofit work, global work. All of these kind of data points come back, and I think it gives me an interesting perspective on the global economy. And one of the things that I realized is that if you take a look at where we were, say, 20, 30 years ago, it was somewhat uncommon for the average American to maybe have two or three jobs. You know, a lot of back in the day, you know, most men were the primary breadwinners for the families. Women were staying at home with the children. you never heard of this thing called the gig economy or the freelancer economy. But as the economy has changed, the American middle class is being compressed. And what we've had is we've had now the ladies are entering into the job market to be able to make ends meet. They're now the primary breadwinner many times for the family. I mean, there's been social and demographic changes within our country over the last 30 and 40 years. And what we're seeing is that middle class continues to get compressed, Opportunities are different. I've got a professor at my business school that said, Bob, the shelf life of the average college degree today is 3 years. Think about that. You know, we've got individuals who are getting into $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 of student loan debt to get a college degree, hoping that that's going to be offer them a pathway into a middle-class income and lifestyle. And what we're finding is that the global economy, the rules are being completely changed. We're being completely rewritten. And I believe we are at the apex. We're at this revolution that's happening right now in the freelancer and gig economy. The network marketing space is very much in vogue, and there's companies that are leading the way, changing the way it used to be done. This is no longer our grandparents' network marketing company, but rather a brand new type of company is starting to emerge, and it's becoming very much in vogue as more and more American families need to have two and three different types of incomes to make things work.
That is so spot on. And I want to come back to that after the break, because I think what you just hit on, Bob, is a huge, huge shift happening in our economy. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back after the break and continue the conversation with Bob Dickey. You're listening to the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communications Network, and we will be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Adrian Chenault standing in for Tom today, and we are back with our guest, Bob Dickey, CEO of Bonvera. And before the break, we were talking about just what an incredible thing is happening in the U.S. economy, and I think really in the developed economy all over the world right now, where this gig economy and these kind of side hustles are stringing together two or three or four things as my way of making ends meet has become this new way of doing business, this new way of earning a living. And I think especially for a new generation who has really, really embraced it. And I'm actually, you said something before the break, Bob, that I'm going to challenge you on a little bit because I don't know if it's quite true. And I think that's the opportunity. So before the break, you were saying, you know, network marketing has really come into vogue as a result of that trend. And I would argue that to some degree, that really hasn't happened yet, even though it should. Where I think people are going, you know what, Uber, I can just, you know, I plug in my phone, I push a button, and you give me money to drive a car. And I don't think network marketing companies, I don't think there are many of them out there that have really figured out how do we not make it sound easy, because network marketing is, I think, tougher than driving an Uber, but the opportunity is so much greater. And so, you know, what do you see as the opportunity, and how is a network marketing company going to go out there and compete for that attention inside of this gig economy?
Yeah, well, it's great that you picked up on that. I think probably a better way for me to classify it is I think the freelancer and gig economy is very much in vogue right now. And so the network marketing space and direct sales, I think it's operating in a completely different environment than it did 20, 30 years ago. And to your point, for network marketing companies to kind of shed things from the past and no longer be, you know, your grandfather's network marketing company, but to be modern, to be technology savvy, to be in the slipstream of what things are happening today, because we've got to make it easier. Now, you had a very intellectual point there. I'm not saying easy. That's like, hey, you just sign up and all of a sudden you're going to be successful. Guess what? Entrepreneurship, I don't care who you are, what you do, what entrepreneur gig you have, whether you're an Uber driver or whatever, entrepreneurship is hard. It requires work. It's very different than being a 9-to-5 employee. So you have to have a completely different mindset. You have to shift your thinking. But here's one of the things. We want to make it easy for people to have the tools and the resources, but they still have to be able to lean in. They still have to be able to put that sweat equity to build a business. Now, one of the things that I would highlight is that there's all sorts of things out there that are competing for time in our marketplace. There's all sorts of things that are saying, hey, you can do this and you can earn a little bit of income. But you and I both understand this. We'll let you talk about Uber. Uber will not scale. When you're done driving that car at the end of the night, you park it in your driveway, it does not scale. And secondly, Uber's CEO has said he is looking forward to the day when he can put all of those drivers out of business, right? That's something that's very different than network marketing. Network marketing companies and CEOs are saying, how do I empower my sales force? How do I help my sales force? How do I educate and train my sales force and the people and the entrepreneurs that are out there? We want to serve and support them. Good network marketing companies and good network marketing CEOs are looking about how they can educate, train, serve and support and love on their distributors, their IBOs, their entrepreneurs, so forth. There's a lot of companies out there that are looking forward to the day when they can get rid of all of those people and automate those jobs away. So there's a huge difference. What one of the things that I share with our teams is not every opportunity is equal. Not every opportunity is equal. They're very different. So make sure you choose wisely.
That is so good. And you hit the nail on the head right there. Network marketing is fundamentally about human beings. And, you know, would you just talk about what is the value of building a great field and how valuable is that field when you get it right?
Well, so I take a look at my job first and foremost within an organization is to love, serve, and support the people that are part of our business. And part of that is building a culture. So every company is going to have a different culture, but I feel like I've got to spend and invest an inordinate amount of my personal time in helping foster a culture and environment where people feel welcomed, where they feel secure, where they feel supported. And like as I said, every single company is different with the cultures that they create. But when you get it right, you cannot copy it. Somebody could come into our company right now and they could say, hey, you know what? We're going to copy the products. We're going to copy this. We're going to copy technology. They can try to virtually copy everything. It's going to be next to impossible to copy our culture, the Von Behr culture. Just like it's going to be impossible for me to go over and copy somebody else's culture. Culture is virtually uncopyable, right? And this is something that we heard Steve Jobs talk about, whether he was at Apple, there's people at Google. Cultures are so unique and distinctive. And so when you get it right and you build that culture where people feel safe and secure and supported, it is a game changer. I've got a venture capitalist friend of mine. He's got multiple companies that he's invested in. He said, Bob, the only thing that makes me unique and distinctive that will give me a competitive advantage over people in the marketplace that are trying to put me out of business are the leaders that I attract and the culture that I develop for our company. And you got to see this firsthand as you were a senior leader at Rackspace. What Lanham Napier, the CEO there, Rackspace had a very unique culture that made it completely different than all of your competitors within that space. And so that's what we're trying to do each and every day at Von Behr. And I know that you and your dad and others are doing it as well.
That is so, so cool. Well, Bob, where do you want people to find you? You know, clearly, you guys, you want to connect with this guy. He is a thought leader. He is a great human being. So, Bob, where do you want these folks to connect with you?
Well, if you'd like to learn a little more about some of the things that we're doing, obviously, you can check out our website at bonvera.com. I do a lot of writing at robertdickey.com. And just recently, we launched a brand new podcast where we're interviewing thought leaders all across the country. You and your dad are actually going to be on the program, so I hope that folks will come out and listen. Go on your Apple device or your iPhone device and search for the podcast, Taking the Leap by Bob Dickey, and you'll be able to hear a great interview, Adrian, with you and your father here in a few short days.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much. You guys, thanks for listening today. Thanks for bearing with a stand-in radio host. And actually, next week, you really want to tune in. Something exciting is happening. We are going to be renaming this show to be the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And there's going to be some exciting stuff going on around that. So make sure you listen in next week. Thank you so much, Bob Dickey. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.